A new environmental science class at the Yakima Nation Tribal School in Toppenish just wrapped up its first course that kept going strong even during the pandemic. Instructors hope it'll encourage more students to work in the Yakima Nation's Natural Resources Department or a related field. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has this story.
Jordan Ashu didn't think he'd be spending a spring freshman year watching otters on a computer screen.
I was usually stuck in my room for hours at a time trying to record animals. One time, one video was so long I ended up having to sit there for almost the entire day.
Ashu had signed up for the environmental science course just before the pandemic hit, but the hands-on class had to quickly change as people hunkered down. With the help of a former student, instructors set up trail cameras to help the class monitor wildlife. That's how Ashu found himself sitting in his room, counting otters and beavers and feral cats. He thought the distance learning was actually pretty cool.
A lot of things are at your fingertips.
The 9 trail cams monitored a small patch of urban forest surrounding a pond across from tribal school grounds.
We will generously call it a pond.
That's Jessica Black. She runs Heritage University's Environmentors program. Black thought the trail cams would be lucky enough to capture some wildlife, but they didn't know how lucky they'd get.
And shocking, and I do mean shocking to everybody, there's a lot of critters there.
Just before everything closed down in March, Black spotted some wood shavings at the site, a telltale sign of beavers.
I was like, don't those wood shavings look kind of fresh? We're like, no, but they were killed long ago.
Then several beavers appeared on the trail cameras.
I mean, everybody has just gotten so excited. I mean, everybody, the kids, us.
There's a lot of interest in using beavers to restore streams and floodplains. Those sorts of traditional teachings aren't always available in public STEM education. Lead instructor Stephanie Cowherd, who is a San Carlos Apache member, says the first time she had a teacher of color was in her high school calculus class junior year. But this class is different.
I don't know if I've ever seen more Native educators, and especially like Yakima educators and mentors in the same room in my professional experience.
Historically, the Yakima Nation Tribal School was a school of last resort, says Principal Adam Strom. He says that's changing, and courses like this are a big reason why.
The engagement and anything to meet the students and their needs and to provide relevancy in their education.
Numerous studies have shown there's a large achievement gap for Native American students. Strom is hoping to close that achievement gap for students who attend the Yakima Nation Tribal School.
If we could prepare students to be a lifetime employee for our tribe, that's a successful career for a student graduating from our school.
Jessica Black hopes classes like these get students interested in filling positions at places like the Yakima Nation's Natural Resources Department or related field.
This is also driven by need and statistics. That the tribal workforce needs to be developed. And in order to do that, to get more highly skilled tribal workforce, you got to put in the time and the effort and build.
Student Jonas Scabby-Robe says he wants to keep learning about nature even after he's wrapped up his freshman year. The mentors got him to think in different ways about nature and the animals he studied around Toppenish.
It made us feel at home, I guess. It made me feel happy and joyful all the time. And I wanted to be more like them, happy and outgoing.
The future of the class is uncertain. Funding is still up in the air for next year. But educators are hoping to keep it going as long as they can. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.